commitment problems. All right, so the whole 666 thing, today, what, is this the first time it's ever been 666 since, like, 1906? Yeah, right? Yeah. But does it really count? Because it's actually 6606. You know, if you really want to get technical, it's 060606.
Yeah.
So is it really that frightening since they're separated?
Not to me.
Yeah, and they're releasing the Omen on it. The Tuesday release is so random. And why? Because, well, 666, just to make it all the more scary. Okay, but it's one of those superstitions that people have, and it's one of those, that one's way out there, where you're like, really? People actually follow that one? But there are some weird ones that people invent on their own. 539-9750 or 238-0975.
Yeah, I scratch all lottery tickets with a dime head up.
Is that right?
Yeah, I will not scratch a lottery ticket without a dime head up. If I pull change out of my pocket, and if I don't have a dime head up, I won't scratch it.
How often do you buy scratchers?
Probably about $5 a week.
$5 a week? Why don't you just have a specified dime that you wear on like a necklace or something?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I've thought about it.
That's the next step. When you get there, though, you might want to go, well, I don't know.
That's right. It might be a little too far.
Do you think it works for you?
No, it pays off about 50-50.
About 50-50?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's probably just because of that technique. That's nice stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
See you. Hey there, you got a superstition for us?
Yeah, lifting your feet up when you go over the railroad tracks.
Lifting your feet? Oh, like off the ground?
When you're in the car, this is the goofiest thing I've ever heard of, but whenever I'm with a friend of mine, if she goes over the railroad tracks, you have to lift your feet up off the floor.
I have never heard of this one before.
I don't know why she does it, but every time we go over railroad tracks, we have to lift our feet up off the floor.
Does she have some kind of punishment that you get if you don't do this?
Oh, she nags you horrendously. So you just lift your feet, that way you don't have to listen to her.
Okay, so the superstition works for you because you're worried that if you don't lift your feet, you're going to get screamed at.
Well, personally, I really don't care if she nags at me, but it's funny to see her reaction when she goes to lift her feet, and it's just fun. So we lift our feet up. It's stupid, but hey, you can't have fun in life. What's the point of living?
Sometime you should try to go over some railroad tracks and, like, you know, try to circle around the block and get her into, like, an in-depth conversation.
And then, see if she doesn't do it.
Yeah, and then take, like, floor it and run right over the railroad tracks as fast as you can.
Ooh, I may try that.
And then see if she freaks out.
Oh,
has a heart
that's
attack.
An idea.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going
to
do that.
Maybe she'll pass out and you'll have to take her to the hospital.
Oh, no.